I think this may be backtracking a few lines. V'hispamanti b'ma shevo'i le'echad ha'emes ben ha'atmos. See that in this? V'hispamanti b'ma shevo'i le'echad ha'emes ben ha'atmos. U'ma shechayefem b'yosef ba me'avodasa. So how does one relate to once one comes to know Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so what relationship does that entail? What relationship does that dictate? So Samti Kabbalas Avodas Elokeinu Shorash Shlishi Laklal Mechavas Alavavas. In the opening lines of Shaar Avodas Elokeinu, he elaborates this. Ibnesha Bayarnu Bamesha Ava Khiyav Yikhir al Kimbalev Shalin Shaha Yifad Vaofane Bakinas Tovosav Al Haadam. How to discern the innumerable Tovos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very cogent, compelling assumption that is so self-evident that Chovos HaLevavos doesn't articulate it. And that is that, again, he says that the Mechayev in Avodas Hashem is the Hakaras HaTov. The moshel being, let's say a person is living, you know, rent free in someone else's home, and again there's no rent, the heat in the winter, air conditioning in the summer, the refrigerator and freezer are always stocked. So it's certainly intuitive that at the very least, you know, this tenant needs to comply with whatever the rules of occupancy are that the Baal HaBayis reveals. Unless the only logical pushback to that is, unless in the Moshal, you know, he's imprisoned there as opposed to being hosted there. Right? If one were to depict it as being imprisoned, so then it wouldn't follow that one is obligated to abide. So the Chovos HaLevavos is assuming, he's assuming it because it's true, that everyone feels viscerally that it's a blessing to be alive, even before one recognizes how, as B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you know, upon whom the infinite tova of Torah was bestowed, how that compounds the sense of tova. But even before that, it's the ultimate tov to being, existence, is the ultimate tov. in relation to the its alternative of non-being and non-existence. So given that we all recognize that, we all sense that, so that's what the Chavos says, that Sheyizbara etzla, that is a Hashem Echad, and all the Tova Shahayichad, and all the Tova which abundantly fills and overflows the world, Shara Bechina. So what follows from that is Kibal Avodas Elokim. You know, sometimes people are distracted and fail to recognize just how instinctively we value the blessing of life. And people will, when they're, I don't know, in the best of health and enjoying whatever lifestyle that they've chosen, so that they write living wills. And they say, you know, if such and such happens, then, you know, I'm not interested in any medical intervention and I don't want to live. And, you know, if when I'm playing golf, if I can't break par anymore, that's it. Life, you know, where you can't play subpar is not worth living. And then, because when they're able to take life for granted, and they focus on all the all the empty entertainment in life, which is on one level very enjoyable. So they think that's what life is about, because they're so blessed with health and vigor that they can take the blessing of life for granted. And then when people find themselves in that situation, they have a very different perspective, which is the dangerous fallacy of these, without commenting on when, you know, and under what circumstances, you know, that they would be halachically valid anyway. That's the dangerous fallacies of these living wills, because when a person, when all the extras are stripped away, so then a person realizes, no, that what he values most is this blessing of life. And that's what the Chavos HaVavos knows and understands, and that's why the Chavos HaVavos says, you know, the Moshel is not a person who's imprisoned in a jail against his will, but the Moshel is a person who's being given, you know, free room and board in a luxurious mansion. Could be that the Ramban, famous Ramban at the end of Pasha's bow, is articulating something similar. You have it, the one at the end of where the famous one where he explains about all the mitzvahs, Zechli Yitzias Mitzrayim, the line about the Yoda Lokel. It's the last one about in Pashas about, so towards the end. The Ein Kel Elyon Chofetz B'Tachtonim Muvad Sheyeda HaOdom V'Yoda Leilokov Shebera'o. Sheyeda ha'odam v'yod ha'leilam kov, shevra. V'kavonas romim os ha'kol v'tfilos, v'kavonas bota ha'knesios, v'schus tfilos ha'rabim, zehu sheyeda l'v'na'odam mokom yiskapsu, v'yodu l'akel shevra'on v'him tzion, v'yifarsim v'zeh v'yomu l'fana v'yosacha anachlo. The Rambam explains that the passing in Parshas Kisisa, when in response to Hodieni Nas Tvachacha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panacha," says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "I'll show you Kol Tuvi." So what does it mean, "All my goodness"? Kol Tuvi. So the Rambam says that Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu, explained to Moshe Rabbeinu everything about the entire Bria. Kol Tuvi is the Bria. How is Kol Tuvi the Bria? So the Rambam says, no, look in Perek Aleph of Bereishis, Vayalukim Kitov. Whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu creates something, Vayalukim Kitov. Vayalukim Kitov. And at the conclusion of Sheshis Yimei Bereishis, Vayalukim is called Asher Asa V'inei Tov Ma'od. So you see that there is this equation between existence and Tov. And that's what it means called Tuvi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to be able to understand me, capital M, but I'll let you understand everything about the Hanhoga of the world and how everything interacts and what the interplay is between things. So also the same idea, that existence is a Tov, is the ultimate Tov. So the idea in the Chovas HaLevavos is a precursor. It's a similar idea to something that Moshe Feinstein has in Igros Moshe. He says it a little bit more at length. So maybe we'll quote it from there first. But Moshe says a chiddush. He says that Bnei Noach a chayovim in tefillah. Where do you find that Bnei Noach are obligated to daven? So Moshe says, Bnei Noach are obligated to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and anyone who genuinely, sincerely believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in an Eis Tzara, calls out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a, as it were, an automatic expression and reflection of emunah. It's impossible to conceive of someone who really is ma'amin b'Hashem and doesn't call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an Eis Tzara. But the Eis Tzara, you know, reveals to the person who you know, who postures that he doesn't believe, it often reveals that the person, you know, that he has buried deep inside of him, that he does believe. I think it was from the First World War that the saying was coined that there are no atheists in foxholes. So the Chovas HaLevavos is saying something similar. Chovas HaLevavos says that To have bitachon is simply to be consistent to one's belief and one's belief system. If one genuinely believes in the Echad HaEmes Mehis Yachado, he's alone, right? He's alone in the sense that he exclusively is responsible for Hanhagas HaKol, and that Shehatoelis V'Hanezek Einim Kim Mimenu V'Shus HaLevado. So if one really believes that, so then that has to translate in the form of bitachon. I think last time we mentioned that the Rabbeinu Yonah, right? And and then the beginning of Brachos. V'achar kach chashavti b'inyan ha'echad ha'emes mehis yachado b'chvado, v'she'einenu mishtatef im dova, ve'einu doma l'dova, v'tzvachnu l'cha be'al zeh shena avdehu levado, u'niyached kol ha'maisim l'shmo, ki einenu mekabel ha'maisa ha'mishtatef bo zulasu imo, samti Hamaisa Hamayucha the Shem Hakel Sharish Hamishi La Klam Yehovah Salvados. It's intuitive. Let's say interpersonal relationships, it's intuitive that one's, let's say, one is on the receiving end of a chesed of a tova. So how much hakaras hatov should one have? How much hakaras hatov should one have? Exactly. It should be commensurate. It should be proportionate. Commensurate. If someone gives you a birthday card, and inside the birthday card there's a quarter, right? I guess a quarter is a quarter. Once upon a time, you can make a phone call for a dime. So I guess, a quarter was once upon a time. So you should certainly appreciate it. I don't know whether you'll be indebted for the rest of your life, for that overly generous birthday gift. It should be commensurate. So says the Chavos Halvavos, Avoda, in the phrase of Avodas Hashem, should be commensurate, and there should be a symmetry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Neva. What does it mean, Kiki Einenu Mekabel Hamaisa Hamishtati Vozulasu Imo? So, I don't know, you have to check in Shah Yichud Hamaisa, but presumably what it means is this. He's not. you know, he's obviously not dissenting from what Chazal say. L'olam yatzar galim b'torah mitzvos afilu shelo lishma. And when a person is osek b'torah mitzvos shelo lishma, so that doesn't rise to this level that Chavos HaLevavos is referring to. But me'idach gisa, you see minei uvein chazal, that yes, that's true, but it's true because mitav shalom l'shma bo l'shma. It's not true because that's really an acceptable level to aspire to. That that's an adequate level to aspire to. No, we're supposed to aspire to a level higher than that, and that's what he's describing. So I don't know that this is a practical statement. It certainly isn't. You know that well. If I don't think it's going to be totally the Shema, so you know I'll skip benching and, you know, move on to the next thing in my my schedule for the afternoon. The kasha shota to vayonai lachsha b'masha l'chayom l'echad ha'emes misaper v'memusa v'gadha m'tnesha en kamahu hutzachnu l'cha be'alza shenich shenikana lo kifi yuchal tenu. Samti as a kniya shavish shishi lakwal mechomos al velos. In Perek Beis, we saw that Torah Lachar Beis. V'heichi adorach la'avosu v'yurasu, Beis. V'heichi adorach la'avosu v'yurasu, b'shor shizvon in ha'odom, b'maisa v'buach ha'niflon ha'yudolim, v'yirah mehem chachmosu she'en la'erich v'lo keitz. Miyadu olivim shavech, m'fuor m'savet ha'vigdol, leida Hashem ha'godol, k'mo sh'amadu v'tzoma nafshil ha'lokim, l'kel chay. V'kshemachashe v'dvorim ha'elu atzman. So from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork, we see a reflection of what's inestimable and infinite. Ukshemachashe v'dvam ha'elo atzman miyad. Right? The inevitable corollary to that is who nirta la'achorav v'yira v'yifached v'yodeya shehu ber yaktan ha'shvela afela omid v'das kala ma'uta l'fnei tmim deyos k'mo she'omadomi ki era shemecha v'gomeh mo enosh kisis karenu v'gomeh. So if we really understand to any reasonable extent the greatness, the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that dictates one's self-perception as well. Right? Emuna is a source of self-perception and self-understanding as well. V'yodeya shu b'yir k'tana shvela afela omid b'das kala ma'uta l'fnei tmim deyos. If a person thinks that he can, Rachman Latzlan, question the Rabbi Shalom, it means that he doesn't really have any hasaga of elokus, of what emuna is. And that's, I don't know that it's the only perspective. You know, so we with our katna samochen, so we wonder how, how great people can be humble. I mean, aren't they aware of, you know, how they tower above the rest of us? So how does that work? So most of them are double. Let's say you have an ant colony. Teeming with ants. And there's one ant goes to the gym every day, and he's bigger and stronger than all the other ants. I'm not sure if ants have biceps, but if they did, his would be twice the size of the nearest competitor. But then Vayihi Hayom, that they become aware of the fact that in their surroundings there are these people who are, I don't know, a million times their size. And with one step, you know, can wipe out half the ant colony. So this ant who is bigger and stronger than all the other fellow ants. So when he looks up at a person, so that he feels gaiva, it's an assign for him. Is it an assign for him not to be misguided at that moment? Of course not, because the difference between him and all the other ants is totally batel and mevutel in comparison to the difference between him and these giants, these people. So if a person doesn't live with an awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's more successful, more gifted, more whatever, fill in the blank, than other people, so then he'll experience gaiva. He will experience gaiva, because if his frame of reference are other people, and he conveniently overlooks the fact that, you know, where do his abilities come from, he conveniently overlooks that, so he will experience gaiva. But if a person is aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so not only is there no room for gaiva before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's no possibility of gaiva klape others as well. And that's also, all this is part of that idea that the Chavos HaVavos is saying, is that when there's some kind of sense of Roma Musa v'Godlo, so then what ensues is the sense of Hachna. So Samti Sakni Asharashishi Lankor Mechavos HaVavos. Mikasha Havinosi Mashahu Ove Al Bnei Odom Shehem Misalmim U'Mekatsrim B'mash Shehem Chayovim Bo Me'avodos HaKel Yisbar. והדרך שיכול למסכן בו מאובסון בקיצורם היא התשובה למקש הזה כברה, שמתי התשובה שרשבי אל הכל מחובס על בובוס. You could have made the same argument, you know, for maybe for Shorash HaTshuva to come right after Shah HaBitachon, after Shah Avodas Elokim. Right, it's not only at this point, when we're aware of, Chiyuv Avodas Hashem and Yichud HaMaisa, as well as Betachon and as well as Hachna, so now it's inevitable that we'll come up short. that inevitability was present beforehand. But maybe what the Chavos HaLevavos means is that, again, if you take Shaar HaTshuva and Shaar Chesed HaNefesh basically as two parts of one whole, which in many ways that is the way, that is the relationship, and that is what he presents. Maybe within the avoda of Chovos HaLevavos, what Ben Bachya is implicitly identifying is that ad kan, meaning through hachna'a, is not to achieve madregis in avodas Hashem, but in many ways is the ground floor, is the threshold. As opposed to, again, the precious and Avos Hashem, which already, again, it's not that they're being depicted as optional, but it's chiyuvim of attaining higher and higher madregas. Moshe and Cain, these other areas are even more basic and elementary. So he finishes that unit. So now's the time to talk about tshuva. Kachach hipasti v'hasig amitas v'ashon ha'chayav na'ashem yizbarach min ha'chuvas ha'niglas v'anisras v'yadayti ki lo yitach nekayim osan ad shenachashe v'im nafshasen v'arvu v'nekei yizbarach v'shenedaktik aleim samti chashban ha'nafesh ha'rishmin v'akol mechovas al-vavas. Okay, I think that's the same perspective, maybe, as we just said about Shaar HaTshuva. V'kasha ha'tshivosya machshavti v'inyan ha'echer ha'emes v'isi ki yichudo b'lev shalem lo yizkayim b'nefesh ha'marmin k'shalibo shokor b'yein ahavas ha'olam. Right, if he's intoxicated with the love of the physical, v'note al ta'avosav ha'vehemiyos ואם ישתדל לפנוס אס לבבו ולסלק אס מצפונו ממוסרי העולם ולפש ממעדונו, so then יסקיים היוחד השלם בליבו ויעל אל מעלוסו. And maybe that know, maybe that supports what we were just saying. It you know, the person then comes to a higher level. Now the Chavos Halevavos is talking about achieving the higher levels. Samti has pishus shows chi lakom Chavos Halevavos. So this degree of precious, again, he's not talking about asceticism, he's talking about, you know, disproportionate involvement and engagement. It's not only necessary, well, let's say that the Rambam concludes Hafas Tshuva. Davar yaduv baruch she'ein avos haKadosh Baruch Hu nikshares b'libo shel adam ad sheyishge bo tamid kavoy v'yazov kol sheba'olam chutz mimenu. If a person has independent attachments, a person has attachments which have a life of their own, as it were, which unrelated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it competes with a person developing and cultivating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that, I think in theory we understand. But the Chavos Halevavos is saying something which runs much deeper, right? Chavos Halevavos is saying that even Yichud Hashem, a person isn't fully Miyachid Hashem as long as we have these entanglements. Ki yichudo b'lev shalem lo yizkayim b'nefesh ha-mamin kishalibo shokhur b'yein avas olam v'nota al tavosav ha-behemiyos. So maybe just to try to unpack that very partially and superficially, maybe we'll try to elaborate, I'm not sure. Whatever type a person has. Again, I think what we're going to say is a tzara shava to any type. Again, taiva in the sense of tavos of ha-behemios. So So I desire, I crave, I lust for such and such. So by being in the grip of that taiva, that gives the object of my taiva a reality, a certain reality. A person doesn't have a taiva for nothing. You can't have a taiva for nothing, right? It's axiomatic to a taiva that the object of one's taiva is a reality. It's something to be attained. The deeper understanding of Yichud Hashem, right, includes not only that you know Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in the sense that there's, you know, there's one God and there are no other gods. But the deeper understanding of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is that in terms of existence, that Ein Od Milvado, that there is no other reality. There's no everything is from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Levado HaEmes, the Rambam expresses it again, Emes in the sense of not just truth but reality. And nothing else has Emes Ka'amita. And in that sense, any, again, physical attachment, entanglement, detracts not only from one's efforts and focus in terms of Aras Hashem, but it really diminishes the Yichud Hashem. And again, you're talking, that's a little bit of what the L'chol Salvo is here talking about. And that's, again, what really follows. Now, the Achaka Chakarte Almashan Chayam Labar Yizvar Hashahu Tachlis Kol Taiva Vikate Kol Tikva Kimimenu Haschala Ve'elav HaTichla. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is who we show in the Achron. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the destination. He's the ultimate source, he's the ultimate destination. Ki mimenu haschala ve'elav hatichla. U'ma shevoi lo mimenu me'avas v'tzonu v'yiras charono. Asha hema tachlis hatova v'hova. Kama sh'ama ha'kosuv. Ki rega ba'apa chayim v'rtzonu. Bo'ali al nbechi v'labokir v'ina. Samti avas ha'gal yizbar. Sharish ha'siri al ha'kal mechavus halvavus. So we know the next time, not sure if that's tomorrow or Thursday, maybe we'll pick up a little bit more here about what he just said about the Shah Ava and try to, I think maybe try to finish the Haftarah.